Oh, and so who's going to chair since it was supposed to be Mark?
Doug, you want to do that or you want me to?
Matters not to me. I'm glad to.
All right, I'll give you the honors then.
All right, let me pull up the agenda here. So I'll call to order the meeting of the Blue Ridge Juvenile Detention Commission for Thursday, March the 11th. Guess what?
Mark's here.
Great. Well, then, never mind. We'll adjourn and start over.
Hey, Mark.
Sorry I'm late, gang. I was on a call I couldn't shake.
It's all good. So Doug just called us to order, but if you want to pick up from there, is that okay?
Next on the agenda, Mark, is matters from the public.
Sure. Okay, thanks, because I can't find an agenda falling through space. Do we have any public?
No.
Okay, so I think that would curtail matters from the public. What do we have next, Jody?
We have the minutes from multiple meetings. So there are six sets of minutes.
Okay, any questions or issues with the minutes, gang?
Move they be approved as presented.
Second.
Thank you. A motion, a second. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye. Nays? Minutes approved. Sorry, Jody, you've got to tell me what next.
It's all good. I can run this if y'all want.
Please, because I'm
kidding. So next is going to be old business, which is our proposed FY22 budget.
So on the FY22 budget, the total operating budget for FY22 is 3.9, which is a 2.2% increase over FY21. Total compensation is 3.1 million, reflects a 3.6 increase, primarily due to the health insurance increases and pay increases, which includes a 5% salary increase, which is following what the county and everybody's doing.
Well, not the county, but the state, Jeff.
State itself. So, but I want to point out that the before in the overtime wages and holiday, Kronos was always set up a little wacky where that overtime was falling up there. So I think it's now we're able to move the holiday down to its appropriate bucket out of the salaries category. So that's going to reflect a decrease in that, and your overtime is going to have a higher variance. But at least next year, if you be in a right bucket, you'll see it. And when we talk about the new budget, that's been corrected. So just wanted to point that out. Total combined operating expenditures of 794 reflects a decrease slightly. Professional service legal fees was 5,000 increase due to Hefty Wiley. Maintenance contract increased 9.6, which is due to Johnson Controls and the CPS increases. And physical agent fee decreased by 1,500 based on the formula that we use. The operating capital of 32,000 reflects a decrease of 38%. And really the only thing that's in capital right now is the cameras for the living unit and furniture. Operating revenues reflects a 2.18% increase. CPP reflects a decrease of 125,000 due to the anticipated decrease in the population right now. So the locality share for FY22, Albemarle share is 544,000. City of Charlottesville is 586,000, and Culpeper is at 546,000. Luvana 176, and Green is 248, making up $2,102,000 that offsets the remaining expenses, less the revenues that we have. So the total recommended budget for FY22 was $3,934,945.
So, questions. Andy Bowman is our budget manager. Jeff, he is waiting to get some information back from you on health insurance. I think that reflects the premium holiday that we have included in our budget. You're showing an increase in health insurance. We're reflecting a decrease overall for the year. So I don't know. I mean, I can't reconcile that, and I'm sorry. I didn't get to this before now, but we're all kind of doing just in time, you know, in our budget stuff. And I'll say that because the projected increase for Albemarle County is $30,000 more than was included in the county executive recommended budget. So something has changed that I can't reconcile, and I won't be able to support it today. Unless I better understand it, because Andy Bowman can't, my budget manager can't explain it.
Well, I hadn't heard back. I don't recall hearing from Andy other than we talked about the insurance at one time. So if he could give me a call, maybe we can pull it apart and see what it is that we're missing that we're not on the same page about.
Okay.
But I hadn't heard from Andy in a while now, so.
All right, I'll reconcile that because I think he's waiting to hear from you. So apparently there's some miscommunication there.
Yeah, I didn't know that there was an issue still left. I thought we had talked before and that we were okay, but if there is still an issue, I just wish you'd called before now.
Yeah, I got a $30,000 gap. And again, I'm sorry that I'm just getting to this morning, Jeff. That's not how I would prefer to do it, but it's just in time stuff. So I apologize to the other commission members, but I'm going to ask for a special meeting if that's required in order to consider the budget after we get it reconciled.
Yeah, and I can, you know, take the files, go over with Andy. We can do whatever as long as he gives me a buzz and pull it apart.
Sure. So are we getting additional state money to support the increase in salaries?
Jeff, do you want to speak to that, or Gore?
Jeff Gore, yeah.
So you probably saw, Doug, because the budget provides 5% pay increase for states, the category for various employees, but what we're talking about is the state category of state-supported local employees. Which is where these jobs fall for the commission employees. The unique thing about the commission employees is because, you know, it's the DJJ block grant that really the state money flows through. So it's unlike the comp board situation with the jail, where it's much more transparent, I think, on how the funding flows and how it's what it's based on as far as positions. So it's a 5% increase effective July 1. You know, I've had some back and forth discussions with the comp board director, and she's interpreting this to be the 5% has to be provided over the biennium, over the state biennium. So, for instance, if the commission or the jail, for that matter, provided a 2% increase in this current fiscal year, then a 3% increase in the next fiscal year would combine to achieve the 5% within the state biennial budget, and that would be fine. You know, if there were no increases in the current fiscal year, then we'd be looking at a 5% increase in the upcoming fiscal year to be able to meet that requirement to provide these raises. The you know, we've talked about it before, the mystery of the DJJ block grant is such that we never really know, I don't think, if we're getting sort of, you know, dollar for dollar a 5% more for each employee. I think that's, you know, again, it's not as clear as how it works through the comp board funding for the jail, but The long and short of it is that the budget language requires this 5% increase. It can be spread over the state biennium, so this fiscal year and the next. And we hope that eventually the block grant reflects that. I don't know if we'll ever be certain about that. And I know Jay and staff can talk with DJJ and try to get clarification on that, but the money should be there. That's certainly the intent of the Budget Act and the General Assembly. So how it all works, shakes out when we eventually get the block grant money, it's hard to say, but that's certainly the intent in the budget, that the 5% is coming from the state through the block grant. I don't know, Jay, have you talked with anyone there? Do you have any more insight on that?
I spoke to a couple other superintendents, and a lot of times it shakes out to be less than 5%, but with our vacancy savings, we should have more than enough to cover if we do fall short of the 5%, if that's what the commission does go with. Just to add on a little bit to that, we will not be offering or asking for hazard pay this year. And I want to make sure it's understood that we did not get a raise last year in the first year of the biennium. So that's why the request of the full 5% was sent out. So.
So in theory, this covers last year or FY21 and FY22.
Correct.
So it sounds like we have no choice. It sounds like that we're obligated to provide the 5% over the biennium. That includes FY21 and FY22, and if we don't do it FY22, then we have not met the mandate.
That's the way I've always read this, and again, the comp board situation is a little different, and Robin DeSocio doesn't oversee the DJJ block grant money. She's at the comp board, but I think that's the plain reading of the budget language. Whether or not there's ever any follow through from the state on whether the commission acted that way, Doug, I think there's a risk if you don't do it. It could be a very minimal risk, because I think in the past, this DJJ has just, the block grant money has flowed and they haven't done any sort of audit on did you provide the raises. But I do think the risk would be there if you didn't. Who knows? An employee could talk to someone who would talk to a legislator, and a legislator could say, well, wait a second, we funded a 5% raise. Are you telling me,
I've never in my career thumbed my nose at mandates. So I'm not going to start now.
Yeah.
The frustration that we experience, and I know that others here also experience, is whether it's the juvenile detention, or it's our schools that are getting a boatload of money, are able to do things to support their employees that we're not able to do at the local government level because we don't have the money. So, we're scraping out maybe a 2%. We didn't do any increase for our local employees last year. We're trying to get a 2% in. I got 19 frozen positions that I can't fill. And so, yeah, it doesn't feel good, as when we're obligated to do things. Not that we don't value the juvenile detention or the jail or the school employees. It's just that we have to do these things, which means we can't do other things. So that's, it's just, it's the environment that we're in. And so this is the time of year where we bitch about it.
You're doing a good job of bitching about it this year, Doug. I got to tell you.
Well,
this is because I'm scrambling back while I'm listening to you. The Jeff, the ask for us was 243, 852. And now the number mentioned a few minutes ago is 248. That's a trivial difference. I hear where Doug's coming from, and I heard him say he needs some time with his executive to work this out. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking for. And I apologize to Jeff Brill and Jay and to the commission members that I would rather have been better prepared. And that's on me. It's just the just-in-time environment that we're in right now. But goodness knows, in this environment, we know how easily we can pull together a special meeting. So I am going to ask for a delay. Otherwise, I'm going to have to vote against it, and I really don't want to do that.
I'm certainly supportive of the delay for different reasons, and it's all selfish, giving me the opportunity to spend a little bit more time on it that I haven't had.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also have no problem with that, Doug. I didn't scramble back like Mark did, but I know that the preliminary budget we looked at before was for Culpeper County, maybe $6,000-$7,000 less, and I'm just not sure what changed between then and now, but if there's something that needs to be looked at, reconciled, I'm fine to meet again.
Blue Ridge is as well.
I think we need to look at when, because I know that timing is important. Doug, what kind of time do you?
I just need a couple weeks, I think. I mean, if that even. I don't necessarily need to wait until our budget's approved. So,
hey Doug, I found an email from Andy, discount of $30,000 from the $368 I had in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
So I can lower that by the $31,000 basically. So he sent me an email saying Blue Ridge is 29.9% of the total, which is $368,000, and they're doing a 12th month.
Yeah, we're doing an employer premium holiday.
Yeah, so I can deduct that $30,000. It's $30,000 difference from his spreadsheet.
And just for the benefit of the group, that premium holiday is which is eating into our health fund fund balance is what was required in order to squeeze out enough money to get a 2% cost of living or market adjustment for our county employees. So we're borrowing from the health fund in order to do that, just so you know.
So I just made
that was a little wine with that cheese, okay?
No, hey, Doug, I hear you, because we're having the same issue with the comp board, with the comp board 5%, and in our county budget, it's painful.
Yeah. So anyway, again, I don't want any of this to suggest that we don't support our juvenile detention commission employees.
No, of course you don't. We get that.
We just got to figure out how to work it all out. So. I've got a similar, if not even more challenging, issue with the jail budget coming up here in just a few minutes.
So we'll schedule that special meeting following this meeting, or do you gentlemen want to attempt that now?
Well, if y'all can let me know what the, I mean, it's, I don't need a lot of time. Okay. I'm speaking for myself. I'm not speaking for others, but I don't know. Here we are at the, the middle of March. I'm not sure what the urgency is on the part of the Juvenile Detention Commission, other than, it's nice to get a budget approved.
I'll send an email out later today and poll members and throw some dates out in the next couple weeks. How does that sound?
All right.
Okay.
So it sounds like, Jeff Brill, that you have some information from Andy that would cause you to adjust the locality shares.
Yeah, I just adjusted about a $31,000 for the health insurance email he sent. Well, with the 1/12 savings.
Okay, I still need to reconcile that against what he has included in that was included in the county executive's recommended budget. Because if I've got a difference there, I've got to explain it.
Okay.
So I just need a little time to do that.
Right. And then Mr. Brill, is that just an adjustment for Albemarle, or is the change you're describing going to?
No, I changed it for each locality.
Yeah, it's going to help everybody.
I deducted it from the expenses, so it reduces everybody's.
Can you then send us the updated?
Yes, sir.
Information. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, everybody hear that Duke's not playing tonight? Did y'all hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. Got COVID.
Yep.
You're kidding.
Nope.
They allowed to cancel the whole thing and keep going, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we got who's tip off in 56 minutes. I hope they play.
They do too, although I won't be watching it. So, I hope they play well. I'm done with my budget talk.
All right. So Jody, you'll send around possible dates?
I sure will.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate everybody's consideration.
All right, Mark, next on the agenda is the January 2021 year-to-date unaudited financial report.
Huh.
You presenting that, Jeff?
Yeah. I was just grabbing.
Oh, sorry.
No, not a problem. So through January 21st, year-to-date financials, the total compensation is under budget about $179,000. The salaries estimated come in under $232,000 due to vacancy savings. The overtime wages holiday is over the amount about $63,000. However, that's still that chronos issue based on the categories between the salaries and the overtime. And we're planning on fixing that this year for the new budget. The hazardous pay came in about $27,595. And FICA and VRS estimated to come in under about $7,200 for FICA and $28,000 VRS. Health insurance is estimated to come in under about $25,000. Total operating expenditures is estimated to be over about $29,000 due to the COVID supplies that was on budget. And total expenditures is estimated to be under budget about $149,000 at this point. And the revenues is estimated to be under about $20,000, primarily due to the interest revenue. Total net income is estimated to be over about $128,000 at this point. So no recommendations are required at this time.
Any questions about any of that?
No.
All right, we ready for matters from the director?
Alrighty, I'll go ahead and get started. We posted the deputy director position and a couple apps have started to trickle in. That closes on 3/24, so hopefully we'll have a big allotment to pick from. The UV lighting project is almost complete. Last time we spoke, that hadn't started yet, so that's almost done. COVID updates, currently we have no staff out with COVID or COVID-related issues, and we are just over the halfway mark for staff vaccinated, and more trickling in asking to get vaccinated, which has been a pretty seamless process with the health department. DCJS COVID grant I've been working on is picked back up again, starting to move along. Thank you, Doug, for that. Vacancies, we have one male position. We just offered the female position, the open female position, and she accepted. And as you know, the deputy director position. We have 21 residents right now. And that's all I have for matters of the director, except for thanking everyone for introducing me to the budget. Thank you, Jeff and Judy, for getting me caught up and bearing with me while I'm getting my bearings. So appreciate everyone.
Any matters from members that we haven't covered?
Just like to while Jeff Brill is going to go back and work through the budget numbers, just reflecting on the conversation about the expected increase in block grant to pay for the mandatory 5% increase. I'm not seeing that reflected in the revenues. It looks to me like that the block grant revenues for FY22 are the same as for FY21.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a note of what that's going to be yet.
So that means that the increase in the overall budget is being borne exclusively by the localities.
Yeah, until I get an official letter that says what that income's going to be. Have y'all got anything yet, Jody? Or
no, not yet, because that just all came out last week.
So I would suggest then that we defer any further meeting to discuss the budget until after we get information about what the block grant numbers are going to be.
Okay.
Good.
That's all.
You know, I think that makes sense. Jody, do you have any concern about that, given prior year's practice in terms of when we would normally expect that notice?
Yeah, it's hard to tell when we're going to get that. So
I don't know the urgency, right? I mean, we have until June 30th to adopt the budget for July 1st. So
right. I'm just saying we may not even know it then. Jeff, do you know anything more about that? I mean, that's just sort of, usually we get that in a fifth quarter payment. And so we won't get that number until well into FY22, probably.
Right. And speaking with other superintendents, if it doesn't amount to the full 5%, it's right around that amount or close to it. And we do have vacancy savings that will help cover that if we do not get the full 5% amount. I think from what Jody was telling me, this occurred 2 years ago for 3%. Correct me if I'm wrong. And I think the full 3% did come through.
Yeah, so I'll speak for myself. I would prefer, this is a budget, right, which is a plan, which is based on our best information, to assume that we're going to get, if maybe not all, but at least the majority of a 5% increase in our block grant, have that budget, that revenue assumption, then inform the FY22 budget that we're going to be asked to approve. So that, combined with reduction in the health insurance due to the 1 month premium holiday, should meaningfully impact the member contributions.
Right.
And you know, I recognize that worst case is get into the year. And we have to, and nobody wants to do that. And I'm not trying to be, you know, reckless. I'm just acknowledging that we typically give money back to the local governments because of, I would say, the good management on the part of administration for the detention center. But I would rather use that money on the front end in supporting operational increases elsewhere in the county's budget than take it on the back end and use it as a one-time expense to just throw it into my capital fund.
Makes sense.
That's
I agree with you, Doug. I agree with what Doug said. We all put revenue projections in our budgets that we don't know whether they'll come true or not, but we have to make some assumptions. And so I'd rather see that revenue from that block grant presumed. And if it comes in a little less, as Doug pointed out, we usually end up getting money back in the end anyway.
Yeah, I know it's risky. I do tend to be conservative. I think probably everybody here would agree with taking the same approach. But this does not seem that risky based on what we know the General Assembly has done with the DJJ block grant money.
No, it doesn't. In fact, I think it makes sense, Doug.
Okay, now I think I'm done.
Jeff Gore, you have anything?
Oh, poke him again, Jody.
Yeah, there was this 5% raise in the budget I wanted to talk about. No.
I can't watch the game, but by golly, I'm going to be ready for it.
There you go. No, I don't have anything. You know, obviously the budget was adopted by General Assembly. It's on the way to the governor, and you know, we'll see in the veto session if there's any changes that impact DJ, you know, the commission. I don't foresee any.
State's numbers look pretty good.
Yeah. So that's all I got.
All right.
So do we want to represent this budget in May when we have more concrete numbers?
Yeah, I think that's what.
And hopefully we'll be then heard from DJJ by then or something, or.
Yeah, that might make sense just to defer it to the May meeting because we already have a meeting on the book. So.
Right.
Okay. I'm just trying. It would be better to actually get. Yeah. Well.
We want to do before, Doug.
I'm just going to need to make assumptions, right?
Right, because y'all still got to have y'all's budgets done, y'all's part.
That's right.
And that's why this is kind of done early on our estimates, because y'all got to have something to feed it.
That's right. I would prefer not to wait till May.
Okay. I'll send something out.
Again, I'm just speaking for myself.
For my part, I'd like to see Jeff he's already basically done the health insurance adjustment, and now if you add in the 5% increase as revenue, and then resend out your numbers for the locality shares as soon as you can.
You want that 5%? Was that the block grant?
It's in there, Jeff.
Huh?
The 5% is already in there.
It's already in
the revenue side. I don't see it on the revenue side.
I'm saying on the block grant, is that worth the 5%?
Yeah.
So we're going to increase the 850.
Well, what I see is 901, 169.
That's FY21's final.
It's the same number for FY20.
Same number that goes forward. It's showing zero increase.
You just want to use the 901?
Unless we can get another number. Is that what you're saying, Doug?
No, ma'am. What I'm saying is that if we, what I'm showing here, this is on line 128, projected revenues for FY22 from the block grant is the same as what was received in FY21. So you just carried it forward. What I'm saying is we're assuming, based on action of the General Assembly, an increase approximating 5% for those eligible employees, that revenue projection should be reflected in the FY22 projection for the block grant.
I got you. Even though we don't have the number, we want to project that they're going to give it to us.
I think I'm saying that right. Jeff Gore,
the only one reason it's complicated with DJJ is, you know, there's other factors that go into that grant amount and factors such as, you know, the overall amount and the number of beds being utilized statewide among the 24 facilities and how that gets prorated. And so I think that's why it's hard to tease out, you know, the exact amount being allocated specifically for the employee raise, because there's other things that go in. So there could be factors that push down the block grant for various reasons. There could be factors that increase it regardless of the 5%, just based on numbers statewide. And I mean, I don't know the answers to any of that. I just know those are some of the factors why it's a moving target of a number. I would just encourage, but I think what the point being made here is, to the extent we can, we should reflect the money that's going to equate to a 5% pay increase. Again, there's going to be other factors that are going to maybe make that a wash, or maybe make it even more than 5% on the overall block grant, depending on all the factors that go into it. I would just encourage, you know, Jay, you guys, whatever you can, you know, press DJJ through your association or whoever to get some clarification. They've historically been very poor at that. And, you know,
And Jeff, remember 2 years ago when we did this and they did the 3%, I'm not sure they presented us anything concrete in terms of what the increase was going to look like, because it is always a moving target, but we'll do some research and see.
Yeah, I'll make them calls.
I mean, they're making their own assumptions, and they're looking statewide at all the facilities, and they're looking at all the revenues that's coming into them for the block grant. So they should be trying to figure this out too.
Sure.
Yeah, well, I certainly better appreciate the dilemma and why it is, I think, that your budget philosophy is to just carry the number over from 1 year to the next.
They did give us that number. That's the number they gave us.
Yeah.
Yeah, for FY22. DJJ did send that one out. All right, well, we'll see.
Jay, yeah, how and Jeff. You can come up with again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Anything else?
I hope not. I'm going to shut up.
All right, everybody. Enjoy your day. I guess we're adjourned. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Stop.